Good morning. We are in the sixth parak of Maseches Trumos, and we are up to the third Mishnah. We discussed the halacha that if someone eats truma b'shaygeg, we describe what a shaygeg is. The person makes a mistake. He doesn't know that it's truma. He doesn't know that it's asur to eat truma. He doesn't realize that there's a very severe punishment for eating truma, and he eats it. The halacha is he has to pay keren v'chemish. He needs to pay back the principal, and an extra fifth. The fifth we described really is mathematically a quarter. So. And the Mishnah continues, Mishnah Gimel, Hamachil as Payala ves Archav Truma, Humashalam as Akaran Behemashalam as Achemish. A person has workers to whom he is obligated to feed. And he gives them Truma to eat. And they eat it, Peshaygeg, they eat it by mistake. So now we have a situation where he gave them food which he shouldn't have given them, but they were the ones who ate it. The Mishnah says that he has to pay back the Karen, he needs to pay back the principal because he's ultimately the one who stole. He stole the Truma and handed it off to somebody else. So they're not obligated to pay back the Karen because they don't know that it was stolen. So they don't have to pay back the principal. But ultimately, they're the ones who benefited from it. They ate it. They enjoyed it. They tasted it. They have to pay back the chaimish, that extra quarter. And Divi Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim, they disagree and they say no. The Karen and chaimish all fall upon those who ate it. They need to pay back the principal, and they need to pay back that extra quarter, that extra chaimish. Now, they have a problem that they can go back to their employer and say, listen, you owed us breakfast, and instead of serving us a kosher breakfast, you stole us a stolen breakfast. And now we were obligated to pay that back, pay us back the money. Now, if you think about it, ultimately, these two opinions are really almost identical. Because the first opinion says that the owner needs to pay back the principal, and then they pay back that extra chaimish. And then the Chachamim say, no, they pay back the whole thing, and then collect the money from the owner. So it's just a matter of the money taking one extra stop along the way. But the truth is that there is a difference, because the value of truma, as we mentioned a number of times, is much less than the value of their meal. So if they have to pay back the principle of what they ate, it's going to be less than what they're able to collect from their employer. Because they can say, listen, you served us truma, now we have to pay back the Karen and Chaimish. The Karen is going to be, let's say, $5 because it's truma, and the extra Chaimish, they're going to add on and pay that. Now they can go back to their boss, to their employer, and say, listen, you owe us lunch. Lunch is $10. So you have to pay us the $10 for lunch, so they can get much more money back, according to the Chachamim. Whereas according to the first opinion, it really is the exact same amount of money, just depending who it was paid from.
Is that a focus?
We'll stop here at Mishnah Dalet.
Is that a focus upon the Rishonim?
No, not in the Rishonim, in the Mishnah.